Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life here on KNSS. Don't forget, it's not just 1330 anymore. It's also 98.7. Use the one that pleases you most. And if you like the program and you don't want to interrupt your Saturday, I get it. Podcast, piece of cake. You can go through my website at goodlifeguy.com. You can go right to KNSS Radio live streaming. And, of course, you can go to the archive of The Good Life back for 2 years or more. So do that. My guest today is Evan Goldstein. He is a master psalm and has a great company. And this venture that he's putting together will make so many people happy because, Evan, you know, as I'm sure you did years ago when you did your psalm training, you know, tasting with a group and you got to buy wines and you need to buy wines from regions and at price points that sometimes can be limiting if you're just getting started in the business. And this is a great opportunity for professionals. Firsthand.
You know, I mean, you nailed it on the head. I mean, a lot of, you know, I remember back in the day, you know, literally 31 years ago when I was taking my MS and going to that, you know, aside from the fact that there were, essentially were no tasting groups to be a part of, oftentimes, you know, if you were, I mean, I'm lucky to be in San Francisco, but if you're, you know, in a place or, you know, in a business where there's not as many like-minded folks like you, or it's simply hard geographically to connect or to your point, find the wines that you need and find them at good price points and of good quality and all that. It was definitely and still is to the day a big challenge for people.
Yeah, and because I fashion myself as a preacher to the masses of why you should drink wine, and you don't have to know everything, but I clarify that with, if you know more about art, you will better appreciate an art museum.
Perfect analogy.
And it's the same with wine. And I love to, and you, gosh knows, you've seen this. When you let somebody taste one of those Hallmark wines that they've never had before and they have that aha moment and their eyes roll back and their toes tingle and they love you forever. To me,
most definitely. There's nothing more rewarding than that. You know, seeing the light bulb go off in their heads. But I think one of the things we feel strongly about, and I'm sure you know me and you know the way we do things, is that, you know, when you're guided by somebody, it's one of the best ways to become a better taster, of course, is to taste regularly with somebody who is a better taster than you are and ask a lot of questions. But the other element of it is to ensure that the wines that you are tasting are, you know, classic archetypal examples of what they are, because, you know, if you memorize a particular palate only to find out later that was an oddball outlier example and not a classic example of what something is, you have to essentially retrain yourself to follow a different footpath. And better that you figure it out initially rather than being, you know, a couple of kilometers in.
Yeah, it's just, I beg you, please don't forget us who are not on the coast here. I think there would be no legality issues of the system sending me wine direct to where I have wine delivered to regularly to my my financial advisor's office because it's a manned office. And
I am admittedly, you know, this is where my brilliant business partner comes in. I'm not, you know, aware of all of the ins and outs of it. I'm focusing most of my time right now on production and quality and triaging the right wines and everything like that. But trust me, you know, people that have been supportive of us will be supportive of them. And I've made a physical as well as mental note to push you guys up on the list.
Yeah, but if I go ahead and put my money in the group, I can look forward to maybe sometime in 2019 of getting included.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and the other value-added benefit of that guy, and for anybody who's listening who wants to, you know, take a chance early, is we'll send you, you know, you'll have a certificate to turn in, and we'll do that. But you'll get preferred pricing because obviously when, you know, we are live with our own e-commerce site, the pricing will be different than the sort of backstage pass you get right now through Indiegogo. So if you don't mind, I mean, it's kind of like buying into futures, you know what I'm saying? You know, you do it now with the understanding that the wine is probably going to increase in value and it's not ready yet. So if you're comfortable with a futures concept, this is exactly something that will work for you. And when we'll notify the people in different markets as we open up when we're ready to ship.
Well, I wish I'd moved to San Francisco for this just to be a part of the program, and because I think it is such a great idea.
I appreciate that. You know, we've had, as you can probably imagine, Guy, a number of direct outreaches to us in varying different permutations from, you know, restaurant groups and importers and distributors and all sorts of folks who, you know, are saying, gosh, what do we need to do? How do we put this together for ourselves? So, you know, we're very excited about all the possibilities and options.
Well, yeah, and if I was a winemaker, a producer of any size, I would want my wines to be included.
Yeah, no, we've been contacted and reached out, and it's very humbling to be outreached to by wine companies and regions that you respect so much, who really are interested in being involved. So we're thrilled with everything.
Okay, so if you were going to do a commercial spot to reach not only professionals, and you'd be amazed how many folks have tested here. Not only for some basic stuff through Wine Society and things, but for the Quartermaster Sommeliers, what's your commercial, and tailor it to not only the professional, but to the enthusiast like me who just poured a glass of the wine of the week?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I would say that you know, if you needed my elevator pitch on it, I would say that Master the World is a wine education platform that combines conveniently shipped blind tasting kits with an online evaluation experience to help subscribers improve their palates and grow their knowledge, and that each shipment contains a curated selection of 6 187-milliliter bottles of benchmark premium wines picked by our esteemed panel and then ultimately tasted and gridded by the user for evaluation for the growth and improvement of their palate and learning and epicurean experience.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. It's it's called Master the World. Taste with focus, taste blind. If you are a wine enthusiast at whatever level, even if you're not, you're going to get 6 high-quality wines, the ability to taste them blind, find out what they are, and learn about them. Just that, you sit down with your partner, and two of you have a fun night with dinner, or after dinner, or before dinner, and
the final beauty of it, Guy, is that needless to say, whether it's with a spouse or a friend or a significant other or whatever, if two people partake in the kit, you've literally divided the cost of the kit in half. So, you know, you can split a subscription with somebody, or two people can get subscriptions and double their time by virtue of working together. So it's already, I think, fairly and competitively priced, but clearly if you're doing it with a friend, it makes it very, very compelling.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, before I let you go, I don't want to keep you through another break. Did you see the wine of the week that I'm doing this week?
I recall quickly that you were doing a Chenin Blanc, which, of course, tickles my heart. You know, it's wonderful to see a grape that is not only extraordinarily important to the existence of the Loire Valley, France, extraordinarily important to the history and new history even of South Africa, but a grape that a lot of people don't know, that when California was, trudging around trying to get its feet wet, you know, the first, for lack of better words, vinifera grapes that were planted for whites long before Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc were popular were grapes like French Colombard and Chenin Blanc. And
yep.
Chenin, of course, has come back in and has become sort of new vogue again. So I was delighted to see that. And although I'm not familiar with the wine, I'm familiar with the area and the vineyards.
Yeah, this guy, Chris Brockway, is making wine just north of the bridge on the Oakland side, right near Berkeley, and he's bringing grapes from places that still have Chenin Blanc, and as you kind of inferred, you know, if we don't drink this stuff, they won't make it, and 118 cases of 100% Chenin Blanc. I just poured some. It is very interesting. I don't know if I would pick it out as a Chenin Blanc, because I've been drinking a lot of New World Chenin Blanc, and then, of course, I always drink a lot of South African Steen, and it's interesting. But I'm going to let you go.
I'm to your point, I'm happy that, you know, and there's a whole guard of winemakers who are working with these more obscure older varieties and things like that. And it's wonderful. I mean, imagine if there hadn't been a serious interest taken by a number of agricultural people and consumers alike with apples years ago. I mean, now today you can go into the store and there's probably, you know, four or five times more varieties of apples together, and there's probably about tens and hundreds of more that are more heirloom beyond that. But it makes for a much more interesting pie, makes for a more interesting cider and Calvados, as the people who make that would tell you. And if there hadn't been a push and an interest in it, we would be stuck with, you know, Granny Smith and Red Delicious and Golden Delicious, and that's all there'd be out there. And the same thing would be true of grapes, you know, beyond Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Cabernet, and Merlot World. If there hadn't been an interest in by the winemakers and a pull through by consumers and professionals alike to preserve and enjoy these extraordinary, lovely grapes.
Well, you know, we could talk for hours, and I'd love to have you on the show again, not only for an update on Master of the World, but man, sometime if you ever have time or a topic you want to talk about and share with my listeners here in the Midwest, man, you're always welcome.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Guy. Well, definitely. I mean, I would say, you know, it cuts both ways. Reach out and remind me too. But nothing would give me more pleasure. You're an easy person to talk to. You ask really good questions, and it would be a treat to connect on a regular basis.
Master Sommelier Evan, thanks, buddy, for your time. Say hi to Mom when you see her for Thanksgiving, and
I shall
keep in touch, my friend. Thanks for your being a part of the Good Life today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, this wine is so interesting. I can't wait to tell you more about it. Don't go away for the last segment, the wine of the week. It's available at Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. It's Brock Cellars, 100% Chenin Blanc from Solano County, Green Valley AVA. Oh, man, wait till you hear about this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.